What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have the resident Kung Fu Master, Dave.
War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
We have Tao Lo's finest, Jay.
That's right.
And he knew the great protector back when it was just the good protector. It's Av.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
That's it. That's all you get.
Unfortunately, Jorge is not with us today. Nothing major. He just didn't see the movie in time because today we will be talking about Shang-Chi. So replacing him for the day, we have our sub, our sixth man, our sixth woman of the year. One of the above average wifeys. She makes me want to put 10 rings on it.
Hey. It's like,
you are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Nice. Hello.
Awesome. So if you couldn't tell, today we will be talking about Shang-Chi. Spoiler warning right now, we will be spoiling the entire movie. So if you haven't seen it yet,
see you next week.
Listen to this until you watch the movie.
Yeah, Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge.
But before we get into all that, as we like to start off every episode, we started off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, if you can create your own mythical creature in Tao Lo, what would it be? So for those who didn't watch the movie, I don't know why you're still listening. But anyways, Tao Lo was a mystical place in the movie of Shang-Chi. And in that mystical place, there was a whole bunch of different mystical creatures. There was
Pokemon.
Pokemon, I guess. There was chickens with no heads. There was zebra horse things. There was big lions. There was a dragon. So definitely Growlithe. A bunch of cool different creatures.
Ninetales. Mystical
creatures there. Ninetales was there, yeah. Moltres. The blue version. So if you can create your own mythical creature, what would it be? Dave, you're the Pokemon master. Let's have you go.
Are you just going to use a Pokemon, though?
I am going to use a Pokemon. Man, I couldn't decide between two, because then I have two favorite Pokemon. One is Shuckle. I don't know if you guys know that one. It's the bug snail-looking one.
I thought it was a turtle.
I thought it was a turtle as well.
It's a bug type, but it kind of looks like a... I think it's like one of those underwater kind of like
shell snail creatures. Things.
Yeah, like a coral thing?
Yeah.
Coral.
But yeah, I would want one of those because it looks super derpy. And then I just have it follow me around like that headless pig with me.
Nice.
Morris. Snorlax.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So you're just gonna copyright Pokemon. You're gonna come with your own mythical creature.
Disney owns them, right?
Yeah, no? same thing.
Wait, do they?
No,
they don't.
No. Oh, I was like,
but they will.
All right, I guess.
Probably
own everyone.
Jay, how about you?
I was gonna go with the Pokemon too, but I'm not gonna go with the Pokemon. Oh. I wanted something that like. Because, you know, they're like mythical and stuff that we're not used to seeing. I wanted something that looked like something to us that's normal, like a fruit or something. Ooh. But then when you go up to see it, it's actually like a little animal. So I thought of like a little cat ball, little fuzzy little cat ball. Looks like a peach. Ooh. And then what they do is they travel around in packs and they hide in trees, like peach trees. So then you think, oh, shit, fruit. And then you go up and get it, and then it, like, jumps at you and, like, eats your face off.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're adorable. It's
so cute.
It's a little adorable little chonky little cat ball.
Eat your face off.
That eats your face off.
Peach cat ball.
Yeah.
Nice.
Beware of those peaches.
Delicious.
Kind of. Those dang peaches.
Those dang peaches. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. You beat me to it.
Stupid bitch.
Oh, that bitch.
Stupid bitches. Wow.
Stupid.
Av, how about you?
I was gonna go with something that looked like George, but the that Morris looked like George already.
So. Kind of did.
So I was thinking, why don't we have a Sune like figure, the fox?
Oh, that'd be dope.
Fox in a kimono. That'd be cool.
By Valor and Vellum.
Yeah,
Priscilla Wilson.
Yeah, one of her characters. That's a pretty cool. And I think they'll fit in too.
It just walks around eating like pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it just was at a con.
Bacon wrap hot dogs.
Yeah. From the grill, from the pan grill outside.
Outside the con.
Outside the club.
Outside the con. Yeah. Yeah. That's what she does there at what was it, Taolo?
She just chills.
That's what Sune does at Taolo. She has the hot dog cart.
She actually runs it.
Yeah. They need to eat too.
Nice. All right, Lisa, how about you?
So I'm kind of bad at names, so forgive me. But what was that anime we watched before when I was starting to get
an anime?
Into it? It's not an anime, I guess, but people think it's an anime.
Avatar?
Avatar?
Yes, okay, sorry. Avatar, the big flying thing.
Appa!
Oh, Appa. Appa. So I would get Appa, like a big cuddly, like form of transportation.
Nice.
But I would also add, you know, for protection, like a death stare capability. Oh. So if he gets mad at you and he just looks at you, you just, I don't know. You
like Medusa die?
You just die.
Turn into like Medusa die? That's scary. I like it though.
But with the Medusa stare.
Yeah.
Nice. For me, it's technically kind of like the Pokemon, but I was thinking Magikarp, but not really Magikarp. More of like, it'll look like Taiyaki, those ice cream.
Ooh. Delicious.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So it'll look like a waffle and it'll like squirt out ice cream, taiyaki. Different ice cream. So you'll go up to it like, ooh, delicious. But then it'll just squirt ice cream in your face and the ice cream's acid.
Damn.
Oh, what's not ice cream?
I was going to say, that would partner really well with the Sune hot dog cart until the acid part.
Until that.
It just took a turn.
All your creatures are dangerous. I know, I was about to say that. Eating faces, and then one with a death stare, and then the...
Oh, can you imagine?
Acid, like you walk by ice cream,
fruit, and then it eats your face, and then you see the fish.
All my he's doing is in the corner making hot dogs.
Yeah. Mine just sleeps or looks derpy.
But do the hot dogs give you food poisoning? Runs?
Okay. Gives you diarrhea. Yeah, it gives you diarrhea.
Tallow place kind of sounds sus now.
I know. I thought it was supposed to be cool, man.
I know.
Tallow key sus.
Stew.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Nice. Well, thanks everyone for answering the GTK today. Now what we're going to do is go into our next segment, which we debuted two episodes ago, before we go into the meat and potatoes of everything. Since you've been gone. And if you haven't been here for one of our Since You've Been Gone segments, basically what we'll be doing is just talking about what we've been up to since we've been gone, since the last episode. So anyone want to go first?
What have we been up to?
I know. What was the last time?
Sac Anime.
You guys went to Sac Anime, didn't you?
Maybe Av could talk more
was
about
it Sac Anime? Anime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sac Anime last week. Yeah, right.
Another event that me and Juan just didn't go to.
Yeah, that's right. Dave and Jorge were there. Well, we also had the party after. We could talk about that too. But yes, Sac Anime first. It was a big anime convention here in Sacramento. I had a booth out there, booth B5. So Beehive at B5.
Nice.
I asked the showrunner about it, and he started laughing after I told him. He goes, "No, it's coincidental, but I wish I thought of it. I would have done it if I thought about it." So that was funny. It was one of the first cons after this whole pandemic, you know, mm-hmm. closure and quarantining and all that stuff. So it was a packed house, packed show.
I think almost.
I heard y'all were like shoulder to shoulder with people at one point.
There was sections of the exhibit hall where it felt like one of the bigger cons because there were so many people, so much traffic. You know, slow walkers. You're like, what's going on? I gotta, you know, move and you know evade all these crowds. But yeah, there was usually for smaller shows like this, Fridays are usually the slow days. I think people want to, you know, get their autographs out of the way and not even touch the exhibit floor. Some people don't even touch the exhibit floor on Fridays. But the Friday was super busy, super packed. And,
nice.
You know, speaking to a lot of the vendors around me and other like pop vendors or toy vendors, it sounded like everybody had a good weekend as far as sales goes. So
nice.
As far as a sales aspect and the event and having a booth, it was super, super busy. So very, very good for a lot of us small businesses.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to Harry Go Toys too. Harry Go Toys. They were there. They were a guest on our podcast a while back too.
Valor and Vellum was there. That's Priscilla. Yeah. She was selling special Sunes.
And for those that weren't
hands
familiar,
on one?
Oh, what was that?
Did you get your hands on one of the Sunes?
I did. That was fourth Dave in line.
Gets it again.
Always.
No, not always.
Most ways.
Most ways.
But yeah, for those not familiar with the con, they actually get a lot of good voice acting talent at the show. I used to go to this con back in like 2007 when I was still in college, and it was like $5 to get in. It's in a small little like community center, and now it's like grown to become like a one of the big like anime conventions, and it's in the main like Sacramento Convention Center. And yeah, it's grown a lot since, and this time they had a lot of the English voice actors from My Hero Academia. So if you're a fan of that anime, like that was a really good con to go to because you would have met a lot of the voice actors from the show.
Nice. Cool. So overall, you guys had fun?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I know after the con, we all met up at Ab's house to celebrate everyone but Dave's birthday. the funny thing about the Average Nerds is all our birthdays are like right after each other. So Ab is first in August, then I'm September 1st, and then we got September 2nd for Jorge, who's not here, or is he? And he's just muted.
Oh, unmute that mic, Jorge.
And then on September 11, we have our good friend Jay.
Hello.
So Av was nice enough to let us host a little birthday thing shindig at his house, and we sang karaoke. I don't know if you've seen on the Average Nerd Instagram.
Mine was the only one up there.
I'm still
questioning that
karaoke.
I think I have a video of Jay actually.
False.
But it was good times. Lisa was there too.
Always.
All the other above average wifeys, as well as some other friends, Valor and Vellum, Sam, our Killer Queen of Hearts, Kaz, Tim Manuel Miranda, April You Fools. All showed up, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
Charles Michael.
Oh, yeah, Mikey was there.
Ben was there.
Ben was there.
Star of the show. Also part of that team, Virgo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's 31st. Yes. Technically, it was his birthday, too. Speaking of Ben's birthday, something that me and Lisa did, we just got back from Disneyland. We went to celebrate me and Ben's birthdays for the week, and we went to the Oogie Boogie Bash.
How
was that? Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Lisa, you want to talk more about it?
Yeah, sure. I had never been to Oogie Boogie Bash, so it was so much fun. Like, I thought it was just going to be like trick-or-treating and that's it, but, you know, I don't know why I always underestimate Disney, but they always go all out with like the decorations, the characters.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And even though Ben is only one, he really enjoyed it. I don't think he really got scared at anything.
There was one time he got scared. We rode the Haunted Mansion ride And then
oh yeah, and so Haunted Mansion is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh yeah,
and so in the beginning, you know, when you're in the elevator, and then Jack Skellington just like jumps out from the top. When that happened, Ben started crying, and I was like, oh, maybe this is not appropriate.
He was fine for the rest of the ride, though.
Yeah, but he enjoyed it.
Little fun fact about that ride. Boogie Bash
is cool too.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact about the ride.
Oh, the fun fact about that ride. You know, the scene where they're all like slow dancing in the ballroom.
Yeah.
And then when it's Night Before Christmas, they have like gingerbread houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that gingerbread house is different every year. It's not like a reused thing.
Oh,
they do a new house. Yeah, they do a new house every year. And apparently this year it was like the biggest house they've ever done.
What? It was pretty big from what I remember. In the dining room, right?
Yeah.
And then they blast like gingerbread cookie smell in that room. Oh, it just smells
so
good.
Good.
You know what's cool is that we passed by the Grand Californian Hotel. And then they have like this cool like statue, I guess you would say, of Oogie Boogie that you can take a picture with. And then we saw them like actually putting it together. And they're putting the bugs on the pot because there's like Oogie Boogie on a pot and there's like bugs coming out. And it's actually like edible food that they're putting on there. Even though no one's going to eat it. It was like Rice Krispie treats covered in like fondant.
Dang.
So like that whole thing was edible.
Actually, everything. Yeah. So we thought it was just a statue, but the statue was edible. Like the decorations behind the statue was edible. What? Everything was edible.
Tempted to try to eat it.
Who was putting it together was like, yeah, this whole thing's edible. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Can I have a bite?
Well, probably want to. I've been out tempted
along. But going back to the Boogie Bash, it was cool because then we got to see some new villains they added this year. So they added Agatha Harkness from WandaVision.
Oh. Oh, she was so good.
Yeah, she was good.
So good.
They added
Cruella
from the new Cruella Emma Stone version.
Good movie.
And then I think our favorite one is we saw Sid from Toy Story.
Sick.
Yeah.
If he was just hella 90s, he'd be like, duh. Or like
he was just hella sassy and like. Yeah. Like a sassy teenage boy.
Yeah.
Like that kind of attitude. It was so much fun.
Yeah. So we went actually with Father Raj and his sister as well. And then Father Raj asked Sid, hey, Sid, where's Andy? And then Sid goes, my neighbor, he moved. Duh.
Oh, yeah. He does move away.
Yeah, they move.
So it's funny that he like knew like the backstory and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of candy, too much candy.
A lot of candy.
A lot of merchandise. It was funny because there was like a lightning storm and a thunderstorm that was happening. Everyone thought it was part of the actual like.
Damn, Disney's.
Oh, Disney's stepping it up, right?
Ambiance.
And then people were like, oh, wait, that was real thunder and lightning. Oh, crap.
Still, Disney controls weather. It's fine. That's yeah, totally,
I
mean, part of it.
I think they own the Weather Channel too. So
well, they do on ABC, right?
I think they do.
They own everything.
They own everything.
They own the weather.
Pokemon coming for you.
Nice. Well, thanks everyone for talking about what you've been up to since we've been gone. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of the podcast. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
All them rings.
All the rings.
Hella rings.
So we all watched the movie. I think we watched it at different times, though. Me and Lisa watched it on opening day. Av and Dave, and you guys saw it after, not SAC anime. Was it SAC anime?
Yeah.
First night of SAC anime.
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
We saw it with a bunch of folks. And then, Jay, you saw it the most recently yesterday.
I watched it yesterday.
With Monica, point blank. So overall, what's everyone's thoughts? Or if you had to give it a rating, 1 out of 5 karaoke songs.
it was so easy. How rings. Ten rings.
Ten rings.
When he said 5, I was like, oh, what a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
man. Someone fired me. I don't know. Simple Plan. I don't know the 10 rings. Gosh. All right. 1 out of 10 rings. How many rings would you give it?
I gotta go first since I saw the most recent?
Sure.
Yes.
Can I change my Black Widow score to lower it a little?
Ooh. Sure.
Oh, dang.
I mean, because I feel weird like giving it almost the same score as what Black Widow was, because it was definitely better than Black Widow.
Black Widow, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to give it a 1 out of 10 rings, I think I can go as high as like 9 rings.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. it was good. I mean, we'll get into it once everybody gets their rating, but yeah, I'm going with a 9.
Lisa, how about you?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Ooh.
Nice.
That half ring.
Half a ring.
Dave, how about you?
And if I could go back on my Black Widow thing, like
that's what I'm saying. That's why I give it, you know,
because I did an 8. Well, let's do what Lisa did and do 8.5 rings too. Half eaten onion ring.
Nice.
Half a funny.
Split it.
Dave, oh, there you go. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Av, how about you?
I'm gonna say the same thing. 8.5, because I think I rated Black Widow at an 8. I think it was an 8. And yeah, definitely. I mean, it. Gosh, I don't want to say it. It was, yeah, I'm going to stick to 8.5, and we'll go into detail later.
Juan, what did you think?
I'll give it a solid 8. I rated Black Widow at like a 7, so I'm okay.
Which is what I originally had. Remember, like this whole, I got peer pressured.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll give Shang-Chi a solid 8. Okay. It was good, definitely good, but there were some points where I was like, this is kind of cheesy.
Yeah, and that's why like I feel bad. Like it's like the 9 is like hard because I liked it a lot, but then there was other Marvel movies that are definitely better that are like a 9. Yeah. So it's like kind of weird, but
I'd give it a solid 8. I'd put it up there with Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Before we go into what we didn't like about the movie, let's talk about the positives. What were some of your favorite moments from the movie?
All the fighting.
Yeah.
All the fighting was super dope.
I enjoyed it too. I think that's what chose me. That's what I prompted to do the whole war thing, like Jackie Chan's, because it reminded me of a Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Like definitely.
The jacket move on the bus is such a Jackie Chan move.
Just even the fight on the building too. I was like,
yeah. Bamboo reminded me of Rush Hour for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then overall, they're just like, they did like a kung fu movie the way a kung fu movie was meant to be done. You know, it wasn't just
the fight between his parents. Like that's.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're gonna jump ahead, but that's kind of like my favorite scene in the whole movie. Is when they fought. Like,
because it was almost like a dance.
Yeah, it was like a dance. It was like old school, like Asian, like East Asian, like martial arts movies where they had, you know, like Crouching Tiger stuff. Like
Even the colors was like very like old school East Asian,
all the
like
greens like and the yellows
and the
yeah.
Lisa, how about you? What's one of your favorite moments?
There's so many. One that I keep thinking of is when they're like fighting at the top of the building or one of the top floors of the building. And like in the background is just this big ad. I think it's an ad, but it's.
Oh,
like
yeah, with a dog.
Cutesy characters.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of cute dogs.
Cute, like kawaii little characters in the back. And it was just like interesting to see the juxtaposition of the two. Like there's like violence and cutesiness, but those two things, you know. People think of like Asian culture and they think of one or the other. So
it's perfect.
Like, I thought it was very interesting.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. And I liked, I don't know if it's a part, but I liked the dad, his character. I know he was Wen the Wu. Villain. Mm-hmm. And I know that we've talked about, I think the last stream I was on with you guys about was WandaVision, and we talked about villains and how some of our favorite villains are the ones where we like understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And like the dad was so understandable. I mean, like he lost his wife, you know, like he's trying to get back to her. And so you can't really be all that mad at him, but he is still kind of evil. So I really liked him as a character.
Yeah. I think
but he was
when
like
we
possessed
was
though.
Yeah. I think he was the best villain since Killmonger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is our Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Get away.
Hollow forever.
Hollow
But I have an issue with that. I don't like that.
Yeah, it doesn't it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it's not as cool as Wakanda. How about some of your favorite characters or favorite performances? I personally really liked Simu Liu as Shang-Chi. He killed it. One moment that made me giggle was when he was like talking to his friends in the beginning about how he met Katie, and he was like, yeah, someone was like, hey, Gangnam Style, and he was like, I'm not even Korean, which is pretty funny because Simu Liu is famous for being on Kim's Convenience, which is about a Korean family. And he's not Korean. So I didn't know if that was like a dig at Kim's Convenience, but I thought that, I giggled at that.
He literally giggled.
He's like,
I'm going to agree with Lisa on the dad.
Wenwu.
Yeah, Wenwu, because like Lisa said, he's so relatable. And like he portrayed like the perfect, overly confident, like super, you know, power hungry, delusional kind of like father figure and bad guy kind of thing. That like you I don't know, you watch him, and at least for me, I'm like, man, I know somebody like this. I ain't talking about you, Dad, but I know somebody like this. So yeah, I think it was he did the part like justice. I feel like you felt it whenever he was on screen, kind of.
Yeah, and the fact that this is like Marvel or the MCU's take on the Mandarin, which like can be pretty like problematic. The Mandarin as a character, just because be super stereotypical, kind of racist, and the way that they were able to approach it was, you know, pretty respectful, and they actually made the character have a lot more depth.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious how he was talking about when we was talking about one of the names he was
getting. Oh yeah, the some people call me this
a Chinese what is it, a Chinese dish or something?
Yeah.
Orange. Yeah,
they called me chicken or something like that.
The Mandarin.
Yeah, Tony Leung is definitely my favorite character too. I guess it's just, I feel like you should hate him because of all the bad things he's done in the world. Because I mean, we can't forget that he ran a whole like crime syndicate
for ever.
Yeah.
But then his character had that chance of redemption with his wife and dropping everything, but then relapsing. But then at the end, he still had his moment of redemption too, which I really enjoyed too. So but we could talk about that later. So yeah.
But going back into great performances, actually, also, other than Simu Liu, the young Shang-Chi, the kids who played the young Shang-Chi, they were really good.
Yeah.
Like, even the angsty teenage one or like the little kid, I was like, oh, poor little Shang-Chi.
Well, you don't got to punch that wood no more, man.
Stop it.
Leave the kid alone.
But like, he did really well. I was like, man, that's my little nephew right there. He literally looks like one of our nephews.
With all you guys liking Wenwu, I was a fan of his mom. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like her, just the fact that she was the one to tell him, well, first, you can't beat me. And then now you're going to change your life because of me. And then she was really the backbone of the family.
Yeah, you know? The keep calm.
Yeah, until you know she protected her family, her kids. She died for her kids basically and her family. And just the fact that, you know, we're with all these Marvel movies and all these other movies, you know, the whole, you know, quote unquote girl power, woman power, this type, it wasn't thrown in our face the way some movies did it or do it. So it was kind of subtle that she was, you know, the badass in the family, you know, she was the one. And just, you know, just the look of her, you know, the, when you got introduced to her with the green and with all the, you know, all the figures and pops and stuff coming out before the movie, I didn't know who she was really. So I was like, oh, this is a cool figure. You know, it's such a detailed, figure, and the colors pop, and like we were talking about the colors earlier. But yeah, just seeing her for the first time, just kicking ass, was like, man, this is cool. So she, yeah. It was good, fun to watch. So
that reminds me of another part, that one of my favorite parts that I like giggled like a little kid was like, you know, like when they first fought and the mom like does this like sweep with her back leg to get into the form.
And then
later on Shang-Chi does it. I was like, oh shit, he got that from his mama. It's like, it's about to go down.
After we watched the movie, we were all kind of like doing
that. Yes, like, we're doing that. I was doing that.
Lise, how about you? What's one of your favorite characters?
I definitely was going to say what Av said, the mom. The same. She's a badass, but also just super graceful and not like in your face. Mm-hmm. Respect me, you know, she wasn't like that, but her presence in the family and even with the dad, like, I just really enjoyed her character. And Shang-Chi's sister.
Yeah.
She was like kind of a different kind of badass. She was like badass in her own right. She could definitely hold her own. And I just really liked her character as well.
Yeah. We'll talk more about it later with that after credit scene when she just sits on the throne and she's like, let's get it. I was like, oh, damn. Nice. Now let's talk about some of your least favorite moments from the movie. I know for me, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I could have done without Awkwafina.
I don't mind Awkwafina. It was, you know, the most Marvel movies have like that character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like some of her jokes weren't hitting. Like, or like it felt forced. I guess this isn't her fault. It might be the bad writing. But like when she's like, who are you? I was like, what the hell?
And that's, I think that's also kind of like Awkwafina, like because of the way Awkwafina is, like with her voice and everything, it's like this kind of voice that, I guess like certain things don't get delivered like as well because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing with Awkwafina, or not her, but the character, is my gripe is that arrow, for real, like that's the moment, is
the one arrow.
It's like, man, oh shit, this whole universe about to be it. And let me shoot this arrow that I learned how to shoot yesterday. I got it. Like, wait. I don't know. Yeah. That's my like little gripe. I mean, I get it. I know why that had to happen, but it was just like, man, there was so much more there. Like, she could have shot the arrow to save the old dude, and her and the old dude could have shot the giant thing, and it would have been a moment, right? But nah, that's not what happened. It was a single arrow that saved everything.
But yeah. Couldn't even get better than Hawkeye, though, F?
Who? Katie?
Yeah.
The arrow?
Oh, man. I think I think I'd have to go Hawkeye.
Whoa!
Let's go!
You really don't like Katie.
Let's go, Hawkeye!
You really don't like Awkwafina.
I don't have a problem, and we talked about this too, I think, after at the party we had last week. It's Awkwafina as a person, her persona and her character, she in a lot of things she does, it's pretty much the same. This loud, obnoxious, you know, comedy relief type. She was less loud and obnoxious in this one, but she was still herself. I kind of wish they strayed away from it a little bit, because
I mean
there's people that are fans of her. I don't have like a big issue with her. It's just, I mean, I don't really watch her that much. So, but it was okay. But still, what Jay said, that moment, it's like, it's all right. She's cool. Her tagging along with Shang-Chi at the end kind of bothered me. Like, why are you going?
Because she shot the one arrow, bro.
Come on, man. I know you guys are best friends, but geez.
Yeah.
You're gonna be an Avenger now? Get out of here.
I thought that too. I was like, man, that should have been Shang-Chi and his sister at the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I guess his sister's leading the Ten Rings, so.
Yeah, but it could have been just him. It couldn't have to be.
Yeah, it could have been like, I gotta go.
Yeah, he said, I gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah.
And she just stayed back with her other friends. So, but yeah.
And Katie's not based off of any character in the comics, right? I was trying to like look it up. I don't think so.
I think anyone it was just
based off of it was MCU creation.
Yeah. Again, like most MCU movies, they needed like one kind of like character, like what's that dude's name in Thor? Relief. The Rock guy.
Korg.
Korg. Like an iconic like comedic thing.
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena and Ant-Man.
Dave Mettran and Ant-Man.
Michael and Mettran.
Also, one other thing, Razor Fist.
You didn't like Razor Fist? His accent would come and go. I think it bothered me.
Which one's Razor Fist?
The dude with the knife with the razor fist with the arm. Literal.
Okay.
The bus guy on the bus.
Yeah, the guy on the bus. Okay. And yeah,
he definitely had those same vibes as like just those big, like kind of henchmen types in those other kind of like kung fu movies or
oh, like the tall guy. So, see, I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah,
the tall guy.
Like
non-Asian.
Like, Central European guy. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
The non-Asian in the cast. Yeah,
Lisa can talk more about this, but because we talked about this before, where like some of the jokes just weren't hitting. Like when they're fighting in Talo, and it's like we should fight together, and then the white guy was like, "No, never." And then
theater
soul got taken. He's like, "Okay, we should fight together or whatever."
Another thing too. That one that got its soul taken. He's second in command, most lethal dude, and like one shot. Like, man, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of the jokes just weren't hitting.
Yeah, I don't know if like maybe this would have worked in the Marvel universe like 5 movies ago because it's a little predictable at this point that they're going for that kind of humor. Like when it came around, I was like, of course they'd make this joke and it's just not as funny. Like, and I don't know if it's the if it's the actor's delivery or like the director was satisfied with it or, you know, or the writing of it. I don't know where it went wrong, but it just like, it didn't feel right. I was like,
it's very Disney.
I think it's Disney, but like ever since like, what came out first, Ragnarok or Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm bad on timeline.
Guardians.
I think ever since like Guardians, that's been like the formula, right? Is throw in some comedy in the middle of all the action and the seriousness. Like we don't want it to be too serious.
Even the Avengers, as far as like Iron Man, I think. But then Avengers, I would say because Joss Whedon was the director. Like
it was very Joss Whedon type humor.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my least favorite performances. I mean, I know you guys might not be the popular opinion, but I don't know. I like Simu Liu as an actor, but there were some moments where I was just like, dude, quit whining. I mean, that just might be his like character.
Yeah,
the writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're kicking people off a building. Why are you complaining about killing people, like other folks and stuff, you know?
Oh, you mean about like as a kid when he killed the...
Now it's all good. Yeah. I'm kicking people off of this skyscraper.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of my whole problem. But that also just might be character development or writing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to make him seem like humanistic, even though he just kicked some dude off of a skyscraper.
I know, and it was not just one. It was like a few.
Yeah. But these are bad guys, though.
Maybe he's upset because that was the first kill, and it like led him to being the.
Oh yeah, now he's okay with it now, and it's like, man, I shouldn't be okay with it.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know, but that was just my thing. Awkwafina, I didn't mind too much. Like I could see where everyone's like coming from, but I think it was more tame than her usual performances.
Oh yeah,
But yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Morris is amazing.
Morris was good.
Morris
is the new baby Groot / baby Yoda plush that everyone's gonna buy.
Yeah.
Morris.
I did think it would have been better at that moment where like Shang-Chi was like talking to Katie about like, oh, I actually did go back and I killed the person. I thought it would have been cool if the person he killed was Katie's grandpa that they were talking about in the beginning.
To make it dark, yeah. Make it like...
been way better. Because in the beginning of the movie, the grandma's like, oh, that chair's safe for the grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If oh, yeah. Grandpa was the one who killed her.
Why'd they do that?
She was the one who killed her.
Dang. That would have been
like Winter Soldier vibes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that might be the one that killed his mom. So
you don't know. That might still happen.
It might still bind up. Yeah.
That could be. That could be a you know the a valley movie. in the storyline somewhere
for Shang-Chi too.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, why'd they bring it up anyways? Like, just
setting the stage.
Yeah, if it's not for that, if it was just like, oh, grandma is crazy. That's it. That's it. Okay.
So, and then the overall premise of the movie. I mean, it was cool, but it's very formulaic for Marvel. So we have Shang-Chi, who is like going to get kidnapped because they want his pendant or whatever. So they go after him. Then they go after his sister. And then now he has to find his dad and, you know, save the place. And then he saves it. And then the dad dies. And it's like a lot of it was pretty predictable. I think no, there wasn't any real big twists.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a fun ride.
It was fun for sure. Yeah. A little predictable.
I think another thing, sorry, I just came up like something that I wasn't quite a fan of was Katie and Sean, I guess.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sean. They're best friends. Yeah. And then the grandma was like, when are you guys going to
get married?
Married, right? Yeah. And then, like, random moments throughout the movie, they would have, like, they would hint at
that
possibly...
glimmer. That...
Yeah, and I'm like, is this necessary? I don't know. I just, I like it when, like, people show an actual platonic relationship between a boy and a girl.
Yeah, and they set the stage up for that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They didn't need to throw those little glimmers of that possibility.
Yeah, like, don't do the awkward, like, staring at each other for... Three awkward seconds.
Maybe I'm just like a pessimist. No, honestly, I think Simu Liu and Awkwafina, they don't have that great of a chemistry.
Not romantic.
No, they definitely have like a homey kind of relationship outside of it too.
I'll see it being romantic. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But moving on. Overall, other than those things, I thought it was actually a pretty good movie. Like I said, it's our Black Panther. You know, it's great to see a
full I liked it a lot.
Mostly Asian cast with the Asian superhero.
Mostly Asian soundtrack too.
Yeah.
But there were some cool cameos as well. So we saw Wong come back. We
all
saw
all over the place.
Abomination.
Yeah.
And then we saw Sir Ben Kingsley coming back as Trevor. The one who pretended to be the Mandarin in Iron Man 3. What did you guys think of some of those cameos?
Oh, did you guys watch that one shot, Marvel one shot on Disney Plus? Or I guess it came out like a few years ago.
Yeah, where Trevor was in jail and then they came after him to kill him.
Yeah, the Ten Rings came after him.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I got to see that.
Connected.
Yeah, I had
to
have Juan. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. It's fine.
I had to have Juan explain to me who that guy was because, like, the theater got it, and I was like,
"Who's that?
Why should I recognize this guy?"
Which is funny because Monica is the one that got it when we watched it, and I was like, "What?" She's from Iron Man. I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah." I have to Google that later. I'm gonna Google that later.
Sir Ben Kingsley, Morris's best friend.
Yeah.
Morris is the best.
Morris was the best.
I loved seeing Wong.
That was my favorite too.
And they brought it full circle and they went karaokeing with him at the end. That was just chef's kiss.
But it's crazy to see Wong interacting with Abomination.
Like
and he calls
just cool and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like they're homies after.
And then where did they go after? Because the last time we saw Abomination was the Incredible Hulk movie. With Ed Norton, he was the big bad then, and like now he's like chilling with Wong, going through these portals, going to these fight clubs. Like, I hope we get to see a little bit more about like how that relationship came to be or like what they're up to. I know some people will talk. Yeah, we'll talk more about like where this is leading to the next phase. But I know some people are expecting Abomination to come back and be part of
Laval.
Yeah, like the Thunderbolts or the Dark Avengers. Yeah. I know he's been confirmed to be in the She-Hulk series coming out soon on Netflix on Disney Plus. So we'll see more of him later, and hopefully get to see what's going on with Wong. And Wong's everywhere. I feel like Wong is the new Coulson.
I think it's I think they confirmed that he's actually been in the most MCU like movies and shows and stuff, like Wong? Period. Yeah, he's got the most appearances across the board.
What? Nice. Even more than Nick Fury?
I believe so now. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because Wong is
everywhere.
He's going to be in Multiverse of Madness, yeah. Spider-Man, Shang-Chi. He was Infinity War, Endgame, Doctor Strange. Wong, man. Benedict Wong.
Everywhere.
His name is Benedict Wong. But yeah, I definitely appreciated the fact that they made room for him in this movie, because you can't have an all-Asian movie without the first original Asian character in the Marvel Universe.
There's another cameo that I didn't really know about until some article on the internet told me about it. But the guy that's streaming the whole fight on the bus.
Oh, I see.
He's in Spider-Man, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you another got this cameo.
Dude.
Yeah. And I'm not going to get involved.
And then in the Fight Club, you actually get to see also one of the Black Widows fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fighting one of the extremist soldiers from Iron Man 3. So it's a nice little callback.
Cameos all over the place.
I didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those dudes were glowing.
Yeah. That was the extremist soldger fighting against that Black Widow. And then, what did she say? Good job, Kate. Good job, Hannah, or something.
Yeah.
That guy's funny.
I love Helen. Helen's great.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
I forgot the dude's name.
Ronnie Chang. Yeah, he was on
Crazy Rich Asians.
He's on.
He's a comedian, isn't he?
He was pretty funny.
He has a comedy special on Netflix. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
He's funny.
So it's cool that they got to see him, and he's part of the Ten Rings now. At the end, you see him with
Shang-Chi's
sister, and then Razor Fist. With Ronnie Chang's character. So
Razor Fist. That guy has poor taste in cars.
Yeah, I know. What car was that?
It's like a Beamer, but it's like tricked out all gross looking.
Yeah.
But going back to Trevor, I actually liked him, even though he like was kind of random. I guess he wasn't random. Kind of came full circle. But I felt like his comedic timing was a lot better than Awkwafina's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which one's Trevor again? I'm sorry.
The English guy.
Yeah. Was like, one of my favorite moments with him was when
Morse translator.
Morse comes to him and he's like thinking that he's dead. He's like, arr. And he's like, keep quiet. Just pretending. Or I'm acting.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Get down here.
Morse goes, arr. And then he like falls on his back. Yeah. Those two, Morse and Trevor.
Yeah. Morse and Trevor.
So cute.
One true pairing, or whatever they call it.
OTP.
OTP. Awesome. So overall, again, great movie. We think it was great, no matter like how many negative things we find with it. Overall, I think we all gave it above an 8 at least. As far as like what you think it does for the Asian American community, this is one of the first superhero movies that has a predominantly Asian cast, a lead Asian superhero. Where do you think this takes us, or what does it do for the Asian community?
I honestly think it's good to see it in, you know, the Marvel universe and have other kids or younger kids see it. Cause you know, it's all these superhero movies are coming out. So it's nice to see different, you know, cultures and ethnicities show up for everybody. Right. But I don't think it's like groundbreaking, because I think it's different there's a difference between this one and how Black Panther was received. Only because I think as, you know, Asians in film, even though we don't see it, or it's not publicized as much, or it's just not in our face as much. But, you know, we have, you know, growing up, we have heroes like Bruce Lee. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, we watched movies like, you know, what's that one we just mentioned earlier?
Rush Hour?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That's another movie that when I watched it was like, God damn, this is a great movie. It's the fighting, the action, the story. It's so we had movies already. And they were, you know, they're like mystical people. They're like superheroes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a stretch or much of a reach for, I don't want to say older generation, because I'm, you know, I get made fun of for being older or whatnot, but you know, growing up in the 80s and knowing or seeing, you know, seeing, like I said, Bruce Lee and all these Kung Fu movies, Mr. Miyagi, even though it wasn't far of a reach for me personally. I could see some people treating it as the whole, you know, quote unquote Black Panther of for our culture. It's good for the superhero, I think, genre. We needed it for sure. But overall it was nice to see, but we were here already. We needed this to be, I guess, catapulted in or put in more people's faces. I don't know if other
people I totally get what you're saying to that.
The only thing I would say to that is like, yeah, there were a bunch of like Jackie Chan, Jet Li movies and like Bruce Lee, but those weren't real like blockbuster A-list movies. They were Shang-Chi's the first like blockbuster movie, I think, with a predominantly Asian cast. I think last one was what's it called? Crazy Rich Asians was the last big Asian blockbuster. But before that, there was like Joy-Luck Club, but that wasn't even that big of a blockbuster. Mm-hmm. That was more of like Academy Award winner. So this is the first like superhero Asian American. Even like you could say Kung Fu, big blockbuster.
Like I said, we needed it to just be put in other people's faces. I think it's doing its purpose. I mean, it's working.
I kind of think I have what you're trying to get at is kind of what I'm thinking too. It's not really like our like Black Panther movie for like the viewers. I think it's one of those movies that I hope like help kick the door down for like the actors and actresses and like entertainment and the industry. You know, like we've always, you know, there's Asians here and there and like they've been like kind of knocking at the door, but like Crazy Rich Asians and hopefully Shang-Chi, like the way that it's doing, like I want this to help like kick the door in, like to be like, hey, we can do like all of these things that, you know, people aren't, you know, putting us in there or typecasting us away from kind of thing.
For sure.
I like that you mentioned typecasting, is just because when I first saw this movie, like the trailer for this movie, or heard that they're making this movie, I was like, man, is it just going to be another martial arts movie, but just Marvel, like branded as a Marvel movie? So I get where Av and JR are coming from, is just because, I mean, because it's an Asian character, did it necessarily have to be martial arts? Like, couldn't it have just been just a regular hero? Like, I don't know, not regular hero, but...
Well, for if they're going to do Shang-Chi specifically, I think so, because in the comics, he's literally the master of Kung Fu.
Yeah. I get that, but then, I mean, because it's Marvel, but then I'm really hoping that this could also just open the doors for, like, an Asian superhero that doesn't have to be a martial arts movie.
Yeah.
Basically. Because, it's like just typecasting Asians as martial artists is kind of like, you know, it's like not all Asians know martial arts, you know?
Yeah.
I don't.
I wish I did.
I do think, though, that they were able to do it respectfully. So it wasn't like, oh, we're typecasting this guy as a martial artist or anything like that. They were able to respect the culture and even though, we get typecasted a lot as like, the martial artist or like the karate guy or the Karate Kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's still a big part of that Asian.
For sure.
So like the fact that they were able to represent it and respect it, I appreciate. Definitely, like you said, it wasn't a groundbreaking movie or anything like that. Like, I'm not gonna say it was like better than Endgame or anything, but like the fact that it's there, I think just
like watching it on big screen, like seeing like the, you know, the predominantly Asian cast, you're like, damn, that's it made me feel, you know, it's just like a good feeling to see that on the big screen,
for sure.
So it was like it was just a breath of fresh air to see some Asians on the big screen.
Lisa,
there's a chance. I have a chance.
So there's a chance. I have a lot of thoughts. I think I'm trying to sort it all out in my head. I think it's a win, of course, for the Asian American community, for sure. Mm-hmm. What you guys are kind of talking about with like, oh, it's not necessarily our Black Panther. I mean, I don't think it has to be our Black Panther.
For sure. It doesn't.
You know, this is our, Shang-Chi is ours, right? And I feel like it's, you know, maybe for us, because we've already grown up and we've seen like, you know, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, we've seen those things. It maybe wasn't that big of an impact to us. But I think of like my niece or my nephews who haven't really seen those kinds of movies. Yeah. And Shang-Chi is like the first big Marvel movie with Asian American superheroes, Asian American cast, and they can really see themselves as one of them, as a superhero, right? And I think that, one, that's a win, obviously. And then, you know, if this kicks down the doors for actors, for the rest of Hollywood to maybe start casting us outside of our regular typecasted roles. The goal is for us to maybe see another Shang-Chi and us be like, oh, it's not a big deal because this is normal.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
That's the goal. But like in this moment in time, I think this movie is huge. Again, not groundbreaking in the sense like the movie was amazing, 11 out of 10, but I think it was a solid, good movie from Marvel. They put their money behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good to show. On the other side of it, though, I think it's kind of like in the wake of all the Asian American hate that, you know, we've experienced in the past year since COVID. I guess it's kind of a stark contrast, right? Like we're being celebrated in Hollywood, but also we're still like, there's all this hate around us. I don't know what will solve that, but representation helps.
Yes.
I don't think it's the cure, but it helps. So I'm going to take Shang-Chi as a win and hopefully that plus, I don't know, policies, education, the Asian American people can be better off eventually. Sorry, a lot of thoughts. A lot of thoughts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think it's great that they're painting Asians, specifically Asians within martial arts, within a good light. Because the last time I think we saw Asians in martial arts was like the Netflix shows like Daredevil or Iron Fist, where they were the bad guys, the Hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're always like just the bad henchmen or whatever. But like the fact that we're being painted as like, oh, the superheroes, you know, the lead for once, is definitely refreshing. Cool. And then just going back to the movie itself, like, what are some of the things that you'd like to see in the sequel, or where do you see it moving towards within the next like phase of the Avengers or the MCU as a whole?
Is there going to be a sequel?
Nothing's officially been said yet, but it's pretty much like, they're doing really well in the box office, so it's pretty much guaranteed that unless something like really bad happens, there most likely will be.
I'm hoping that we get a sequel. If not a sequel, maybe a TV show,
a series,
just to kind of like,
oh yeah,
go further into Ji Liang's character with
the Ten Rings.
So yeah, hopeful for that.
They did say at the end of the movie that the Ten Rings will return.
Oh yeah,
so that's
true. I'm assuming there's going to be a sequel.
Now, do you guys think, is she going to continue the whole crime?
Definitely.
Thing?
Yeah.
100%.
I mean.
Or is she going to be like a Robin Hood kind of?
Yeah.
Career? Oh, like.
I can see that.
Mercenary level kind of thing.
Yeah. And I feel like the whole Ten Rings crime syndicate thing, I feel like they're already doing that with like Sharon Carter.
I don't know. Underground fight club. Seems pretty sketchy.
I think there might be tie-in with Sharon Carter and then the Ten Rings. Because I think originally Shang-Chi was supposed to come out before or like right after Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, you know, at the end of the Falcon and Winter Soldier, Sharon is talking to someone about like, oh, I got in or whatever. And like, we'll have everything we need. What if she's talking to Zhai Ling in the Ten Rings? And then that's how, because the Sharon Carter's in Madripoor, which is like near Asia or fictional country in Asia, right? Yeah. So she could have easily met up with Zhai Ling and the Ten Rings during that time. So I think there might be some tie-ins.
I want more Morris in the sequel.
Hey.
I mean, does Trevor stay in Talo with Morris? Think so.
I would think he stayed.
You know, one of the things about that place is they're talking about, you know, everybody that stays in the village gets treated equal and stuff. Who knows? Maybe Trevor learns some moves. Maybe he actually turns a new leaf. Him and Morris become a little duo, and I don't know.
He becomes Mandarin.
Yeah. Full circle now.
He's really the Mandarin now.
I'd watch that Disney Plus show, Trevor and Morris.
Yeah.
And then also in the end of the movie, there's the end credit scene where Wong takes Katie and Shang-Chi, and then they're talking to Bruce Banner, who's back to being Bruce Banner, not the Hulk anymore.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, right.
And Captain Marvel. Yeah. And they're saying that the Ten Rings, when he used them against that Death Eater thing, it summoned a beacon. Because in the comics, the Ten Rings actually aren't from Earth. They're from outer space. The Mandarin found the rings in like a crashed spaceship and then started using them. So I'm thinking they might go with that. Maybe this will tie into the Eternals. Maybe it'll tie into something with Loki, or maybe even a Fantastic Four movie. Who knows? What are some of the things that you'd want to see in the future, or like where you see it going?
Yes. All of those things.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Show up in Eternals. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, I like that the Ten Rings gives Shang-Chi like a whole magical element to like his character too. So I'm looking forward to the magic.
Yeah. And then also the Ten Rings in the comics are actual like rings that you put on your finger. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool that they did on your arm. So I'm thinking, what would be cool is one of the characters in the comics, the name is Fing Fang Foom. They probably can't call him that anymore because it's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Come on. That's a cool ass name, man.
It's kind of a cool ass name.
Stupid ass Marvel. Come on.
But it's another dragon. Not the Great Protector, but another dragon. So I'm thinking maybe the Ten Rings were Fing Fang Foom's actual rings that he wore on his finger, and that's why they're so big.
Space dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a space dragon coming to attack us all.
Shenron's brother.
Wow. We'll see, though, because then if they're calling in Captain Marvel and the rest of the Avengers, it's cool that it's going to tie in pretty big with the rest of the MCU. And I like that they tied it in. And then it's not just like an Ant-Man thing,
a one-off.
Or like even Guardians was kind of like a one-off.
Yeah. Loose tie-in.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge like comic book reader, so I don't know any storylines that are loosely connected or what would happen in the comic books. But is Shang-Chi technically an Avenger in the comics or anything? The reason I ask is I would just want to see him interact with them.
For sure. I think we will definitely see that. I think one of the things Bruce Banner says to him is like, "Welcome to the circus, kid," or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So him and I guess Katie now is an Avenger.
I guess
Wait a second.
I do want to see more interactions with them and Wong.
I just want to see everybody with Wong.
More Wong.
For sure. I guess going back to, I guess not rating it, but if you were to put Shang-Chi in the ratings of like the Marvel universe.
Some odd movies.
Where would it be?
Oh, that's tough.
For me, it's right there with Doctor Strange.
And where's Doctor Strange for you?
Doctor Strange is below Guardians, above...
How about instead of all of the movies, how about just the origin movies?
Okay.
That way it cuts out a good chunk of like some of the like the easy standard, like, oh, it's definitely not beating, you know what I mean?
I think so, it's just better than the Thor. Origins.
Definitely.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's better than Ant-Man. And I liked Ant-Man a lot.
Ant-Man's pretty good.
Way better than Captain Marvel.
I got big time recency bias, but it's like a top five, if not higher, origins for me. Yeah.
Origin story.
Yeah.
Well, number one origins for me is always going to be Iron Man.
Is that just because it was the first movie ever, like, of the MCU?
Yeah, and it was just...
No, yeah.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It's actually good rewatchability. Yeah, good. Iron Man, Avengers, the first Avengers, I guess, if you count as an origin movie. Guardians. And, like, yeah, it's tied with Doctor Strange, I think.
Wait, so where is Doctor Strange?
I'm not going to count Avengers as an origin movie because it's just a bunch of the people.
Doctor Strange is right there with Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that's where
it's not as good as Black Panther. Black Panther, I think, is better.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I agree. My top five origins, including Shang-Chi, is, and in no particular order, is Shang-Chi, Guardians, Iron Man, Black Panther, and Cap.
Cap, oh yeah, Cap's
later. Yeah, that's the top five like origin for me right now with everything all out there.
You know what? I'm saying Shang-Chi's better than Doctor Strange, I think.
Doctor Strange is right after that on my list. Yeah, actually it is, because Doctor Strange is actually really high up there for me.
Yeah.
But those top five in no particular order. I guess Iron Man number one because standard.
Yeah. How about the rest of y'all?
I gave you guys a blueprint. Here you go.
Well, I don't have like my ranked origin stories. I just have Marvel all ranked together.
Okay.
I don't think it breaks my top three. I think it breaks my top five, though. I don't know.
Nice. I dig it.
Whoa. Maybe number four. Yeah. Because my top three are Guardians, Ragnarok, and Black Panther. For me personally,
I think
Shang-Chi could be number four. Doctor Strange is also like up there for me too, but
it's in my top 10
good picks.
I don't know about top five, but top 10.
Yeah,
I think it's in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
top five origin, top 10 overall.
Yeah.
See, I don't have different lists here.
I do origin because like the full Marvel thing for me is like so much harder.
Yeah.
No, yeah, fair. Totally fair.
Plus you have all these Disney Plus movies now, or Plus shows coming out now.
Yeah.
Right, like, do you count those?
Shang-Chi even if you count those.
I'll say Shang-Chi's better than both Spider-Mans.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, wow.
And Spider-Man's good.
Yeah. But I think Shang-Chi's better than both Spider-Mans.
Fact. I agree.
Hmm.
It's right up there with Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Is it?
What about you guys?
David Aver, they're struggling right now.
No, it's a struggle. Well, for me, okay, Doctor Strange isn't one of my favorite superheroes.
Just kidding.
poor choices. Just kidding. It's
just, yeah.
You can't trust anything he says.
Cocky rich guy. That's yeah.
Who trained like a beast.
So you don't like Iron Man either.
Wait, so Iron Man's also like...
Same thing. And he didn't even train.
Well, but then Iron Man, I would say like he... I like the way his character came from the beginning, like from Iron Man movie up till Endgame.
The character development.
Character development.
Oh, but he had like 19 movies to do that.
But then, yeah. Iron Man is definitely still not one of my favorite characters. Like he's cool and everything, but I don't know. I'm more of a Cap kind of person.
Mm.
Guardians is my favorite origin story, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And Black Panther, definitely up there. So I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I would say it kind of lies definitely like in the middle of that. Just because, I don't know, I'm not that big of a, like the Avengers like this, all of them as individual superheroes, I'm not too big of a fan of them, except for Cap, and not even like Thor.
Better like, than Thor. Shang-Chi's better than Thor.
Ragnarok was like what sold Thor for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, which changed the whole formula completely of all the Thor movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went with the Guardians formula.
Yeah, and then Spider-Man's up there for me too. So, but then the thing is, like, as a Marvel MCU movie, origin story.
Yeah, MCUs only, not just character like in general, cuz then you could, you know, some of these characters, if you look at that, like Guardians isn't even on the radar for a lot of people realistically.
Man, the Guardians is great.
Yeah, but before the MCU, like, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go just MCU, because there's too much other bias you could add.
But yeah, MCU, definitely. Yeah, Guardians, Black Panther, Captain America, Shang-Chi.
Oh,
top five? Four. Yeah, top four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ev, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's similar to all you guys. I really enjoyed it. It's a good movie. It's got origin. Yeah, top five probably. Trying to think of it, it's probably like, well maybe I have to really think about it, but maybe five or six. I don't know.
Top ten.
I really like Captain America, the first Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that. I could watch it over and over again. And then, of course, you know, Black Panther is up there. But yeah, it's around there. It's better than most or a lot of the MCU movies, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, overall, it's probably right around top 10, top 15 in there. There's so many good movies. It's hard to really
rank them.
Twenty-six, twenty-seven. I
mean, yeah, because if you want to, you want to talk about, you know, all the other movies we talked about in our past episodes. You know, we always talk about Winter Soldier being one of the top movies. MCU's. Infinite? Was it in? What's before Endgame?
Infinity War.
Yeah, that's all these. Even, you know, Ant-Man, I really liked Ant-Man, the first one.
But I didn't like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that one was, pointless.
Shang-Chi, the better San Francisco movie?
Ooh. Fact.
Ooh. That's close. It's close.
But everything beats Thor, what's the one with the dark
world?
Are we talking about origin stories or just all of MCU? At this point, I was just talking about everything.
That's the bottom.
Talking about everything. Origin is tough. I would have to really think about it, but it's up there. It's really
better
good.
Better than Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those
are down there too.
It's better than Thor 1 and 2. It's better than Iron Man 2 and 3. It's better than
Captain Marvel.
Better than Captain Marvel.
Hey, you're almost halfway up.
The only lone franchise that still I don't think it's better than, because his third movie is basically an Avenger movie, is Captain America.
Yeah.
Because the first Avenger, Winter Soldier, and Civil War are
bangers. Like,
they're just, I don't know if anything can beat it right now.
No, for me.
So
good. Yeah.
So, but yeah, Shang-Chi is up there. It's definitely better than more than half of the MCU movies.
Nice. All right, I think we have enough time to play one short game. You guys want to play a game?
Oh, boy.
Do you want to play a game?
Time to play the game!
It's going to be fun.
We're talking about Asian Americans in pop culture. Asian Americans in Hollywood. So what I'm going to do is I am going to pull up IMDb.
Oh no. Oh, this is
me
like
too. Can I pull it
like
up as well?
Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Is it?
IMDb. And what I am going to do is I am going to be naming three movies from an actor's IMDb, and you have to guess which actor this is.
Oh god. Oh,
interesting. No.
These are Asian American actors though, so that narrows it down a little bit.
I'm just really bad with names.
Even tougher.
Can we work together?
Morris.
Can you work together? Nah, that's...
Boo.
Dude, I kind of feel like this might be tough because we know some actors by their actor name, but then sometimes I forget their like character names.
Ooh.
I like it. I'm going to use that excuse too.
All right. I'm going to go, Dave, you want to go first?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. So this actor, 3 movies on their IMDb page. They were in Sucker Punch, Dragon Ball Evolution, and Big Hero 6.
Oh, wait. We have to guess the actress's name?
The actor who is in there.
I forget her name, but I know who you're talking about.
So they were in Sucker Punch, Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, I know who this is.
And Big Hero 6.
Oh, gosh. We mentioned her name in a previous episode, too.
Did we? I don't think. Did we?
Was it Cassie?
That you went with that. That's a tough one to open with.
Wait,
I thought that would be easy. That
the Dragon Ball give it away. The Dragon Ball, yeah.
I didn't watch Dragon Ball. Was this a live action movie? I did not watch that.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a live action movie.
Did not watch that. It was not on my radar. I don't know. What's her?
That would be Jamie Chung.
I'll say, Jamie Chung from Road Rules Real World.
Yeah.
Real World San Diego, right? Yeah. Oh,
dang, got the real world down.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Can I get it over with?
You'll get this one. So this person was in Step Up to the Streets.
Ooh.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, I know this one.
What? Avdgots this one?
I know this one too.
Do you? What?
I do, yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
And this will give it away. Glee.
Oh, really? Wait,
Glee?
Yeah, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in
Step Up? I got it on the first movie.
On Step Up 2? Electric Boogaloo? Yeah.
What?
Step Up 2, Glee, Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh!
I
think I know who it is.
I don't know.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh.
What's his name?
Potter.
Oh, dang.
His name in Glee was Michael, wasn't it?
Mike? Yeah.
I don't know. What's his name?
Was it?
Oh my gosh, what's his name?
I can tell you he's a junior.
Oh yeah, he is a junior.
He's a junior.
Yeah. Oh, Harry Shum Jr.
There it is.
There you go.
I was just thinking of him of that that video. Oh God, who are the Asian like? They're like a comedy group.
Oh,
they did a video about him.
Touch Blue.
Touch Blue. They did a video about Harry Shum Jr. and his audition for Glee, because you know he doesn't really sing.
Oh, yeah.
So his audition is just him going. Da
ba
ba da.
It's a solid audition.
It's so stupid. What? It's so dumb, but it's funny. Okay, thanks for that one. That was an easy one.
All right,
hit me, Juan. What do we got?
Oh, okay.
Oh God, why did I do that?
This person was in Aquaman, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and The Interview. Aquaman, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and The Interview.
I only watched one of those movies.
Which one? Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah. But I regret it.
I can get a fourth movie that'll give it away.
I don't think it will, but go for it.
They were also in Always Be My Maybe.
What's his name? Yeah.
Oh, man. What's his name? He's a cop in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Woo. Yeah.
Now, what's his name?
What's his real name?
I got it.
I don't know his real name.
Isn't it?
Oh wait, I can't.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, go. I don't know his real name.
Is it Randall? Wait, no, or is that his character, Randall Park?
Yeah, Randall Park.
Yeah.
See, when you said Jimmy Woo, I was like, wait, isn't that his name, or is that his character's name? I did the same thing Lisa did. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I said he was a cop. I didn't say his name because I wasn't sure. Jimmy Woo.
Woo woo, Jimmy Woo.
All right, who wants to go next?
I didn't go yet.
Abilino.
All right. This person was in... Hold on, let me see if I can find ones that won't give it away.
Shang-Chi, I'm just kidding.
Okay. They were on an episode of ER.
What? Okay. That's one episode, too. Just one.
Chicago and Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
Oh, okay. It's, what's her name? God, shit. What's her name again? I forgot her name. It's she was in Kill Bill, too. She's,
yeah.
Oren Ishii. Yeah, Oren Ishii. What's her? I forgot her name.
It's alliteration, isn't it?
It is an alliteration. It would be Miss Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, yeah.
Lucy Liu.
I knew the actress, yeah.
All right, I got one for you, Dave.
He's so ready. He's so ready.
Oh, are we doing more than one round?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Dang it.
We'll do two rounds each. Two rounds each.
Okay.
All right, so this person, I've never heard of any of these movies. What?
It's a perfect setup.
Simu Liu.
Oh, man. They were on The Legend of Korra as a voice actor. They were on an episode of The Big Bang Theory. And should I give it away?
Yeah.
No, I won't. And they were also on the new Netflix show or Amazon show, Invincible.
Oh, Steven Yeun.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, should I say Walking Dead? No.
That would have been the yeah. giveaway. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you could have went with Minari. I saw that movie. It was all right.
All right. Jay. I want to watch that movie. Your turn. Another Asian American actor. They're okay. in Van Wilder.
I don't think.
They were a recurring character on How I Met Your Mother. And they were also on Harold and Kumar.
Oh.
Harold.
Yeah.
What's...
No.
No?
It's Kumar.
Oh, Kumar. Oh, yes. Sorry. I got crossed out. My bad. Yeah, I got crossed out. I was like, wait, what? What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
I forgot he's Asian, too.
I'm big, yeah.
Av.
He played a dead body in Dexter
for two episodes.
All right, so this person was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah. All the Asians.
Everyone.
Sharon Cunetta.
Was it Chris Aquino?
So the Crazy Rich Asians, The Farewell, and Ocean's 8.
Oh,
that's favorite actress, right? My favorite comedian.
Yeah,
Aquafina.
That is Aquafina. I think this is the last round for Lisa.
Bring us home, Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. So this person, let me see some good ones. I don't want to give it away.
Two episodes of Married with Children.
Yeah, Married with Children. Damn.
Would have never saw that coming.
There was no Asians.
In the background, you got to look really closely. On that show? Look really closely in the back.
Yeah, that's true.
Dang, they didn't do as much as I thought they did. Okay. This person was in the show New Girl for a bit. She was in the movie The Social Network.
I know who this is. I know exactly. Oh, okay. Who this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Brenda song.
Oh, yeah, that IMDb has got to be super limited, man.
Like, I can't say freaking Sweet Life of Zack and Cody or Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior. Like, give it away. Brenda song.
Fun fact. Juan used to be a what is it? Like a rapper? Like a spoken word guy?
Oh, no. Okay. Keep going.
So the reason why he brought up Brenda's song is because he has a... Don't you have a rap about him? Her?
Poem. I wasn't a rapper.
A poem. You had a poem about
he was
her.
A spoken word.
Yeah. Sure. And there was a poem named Brenda's song. Which is why you brought up Brenda's song.
So what's the poem?
You could cut that whole thing out if you'd like. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Read it.
Is that going to be our quote for the day?
song, Brenda song. You are
my... You're the one I'll play all day long.
Hey, there it is. Have you heard it before, Ev? Because that's...
No. Is that close?
It's close?
It's pretty close.
You know, screw all you guys.
It's pretty close.
Cool. Well, thanks for playing the game. We're all winners here. Because I wasn't keeping score. let's just say Lisa once because she got Brenda song with only two movies. I didn't even get the third one. Yeah.
She even got it before the second one, I think.
Yeah. Right when you said new girl, I was like, well.
Damn, Brenda song with limited IMDb.
Yeah.
Come on, Brenda. Do more movies. Yeah, get out there. Get out there, girl. Representation matters.
So this pretty much wraps up our episode. But before we end, we always like to end our every episode with a quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said
language.
All right, so today's quote of the day. Don't expect a pat on the back for merely doing your job, but know that you'll get one for doing it exceptionally well. That's from our ate, Atelea Salonga.
Whoa, ate.
Dang, what are you trying to say, Leia? Gotta work
she said,
hard.
Be better.
Do better.
Work harder. Jeez.
Work harder. Sing better.
Sing better.
Stop singing on karaoke the one with the carpet.
That is my song.
That's my song. You're ruining my song.
That's me and Steve from Pool House.
Is it really Steve?
No, he's just the voice actor, not the singer.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well, again, this pretty much wraps up our episode. Thank you to our special guest today, Lisa, for filling in. Hope you had fun.
Snap it up.
Say something because we can't see you raising the roof. Remember this.
Sorry.
Raise the roof.
Thanks for having me. This was fun. Next time Jorge doesn't watch the movie, just let him
know. And as always, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Brenda Song's podcast.
Hey,
you got a podcast?
Yeah.
Guest.
You wish you were on Brenda Song's podcast. Hey. You wish.
You can find us twitching on Twitch every now and then. Just today they had the special Average Nerd Happy Hour, which will randomly come every other Monday. Maybe we'll do a Nerd Pretty. Maybe we'll do other stuff.
Yeah,
every Nerd Pretty.
Find us on Twitch.
At the Average Nerd Podcast. And find us wherever you find your socials on Instagram and Twitter at what's our name? At Average Nerd Pod. Send us a DM. Let us know what you thought about Shang-Chi. Just make sure you don't DM Jorge because he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's seen it by the time this episode is released.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, until next time, see you, nerds.
Bye.
Wait, what does the end sound like?
I think it's pretty close.